another link, right, or something? Oh, you mean the next section, or?
Nah, we good. We good.
You good. Okay. All right. What are y'all thoughts on polygamous relationships?
I'm for it. As my daughter's, or as my daughter's father, I didn't want to be with anyone, but I want our daughter to still be in the same household. And I said, you could just get a, you know, four bedroom house. You can have two other women. You can have three collections. We all live together. We all pay bills. Owns this. One don't work. Take care. I really thought, told him that. He said, hell no. So I'm with it. Everybody's financially contributing to the household. Somebody, a woman is cooking. A woman is doing my daughter's hair. We good. I'm going to work every day. You
so my man didn't day. Want three women?
No, he didn't even want two.
Okay.
He said no. So I rolled out.
So you wanted the women?
Well, no, because I didn't want to really be with him like that. I just wanted to just, like, I don't want to have sex. I just wanted to be, like, just coexist.
Okay. Okay.
I wanted him to have he could have a sex slave and have other women so he could find that and so he could like talk to connect to other people. On other level. I just like my alone time, and he wasn't giving me that. Mm-hmm. He's like he's kind of clingy, and I don't like clingy.
You said a fucking sex.
Okay, I'm done with her.
No, you're not.
She could be a sex slave.
They had those. That's what servants were in the Bible. Servants were that was like code word for sex slave. I feel
sex
like
sex slave.
Shout out to sex slave.
That was so weird, y'all.
It is. Tamika, what about you? Because I feel
I
like you
polygamy. I'm about monogamy. Mm. Only because I don't like to share.
Selfish.
I'm one of those chicks. You cheat on me, it's going to be a love-hate relationship situation. It's going to be like that. It's a thin line between love and hate movie.
I would stay if somebody cheated on me. I would not leave because...
I would probably...
That's the question.
Depending on where we were in our relationship, I would probably stay too. I'm with y'all. I should go back to my cheating boyfriend.
No.
But I'm just like, realistically, realistically, monogamy isn't. I don't believe that monogamy is for everybody. Like, for some people, polygamy works. For some people, monogamy works. But, like, I know some men who are, like, one woman, like, they don't want anybody else. And I know some men who are just like, damn, this is like, girl,
I've never met a man that wanted to share women. They always just want one woman. Or I always propose that idea, and I was like, oh, no. I'm like, oh, Lord.
So,
why not?
Rashida, you answer, right? Rashida, you answer, right?
No, I didn't answer.
All right, so.
But, I mean, so, but, like, so, polygamy, I mean, I get it. Like, I understand it. I mean, it works. I understand, like, you know, the whole, like, financial foundation behind it. But I'm gonna agree with Tamika. Like, I'm kind of like selfish. I'm protective. Like, I want what's mine. Like, that's mine. Like, don't touch it. So it wouldn't work for me. But I guess whatever works for you works for you.
Okay. So.
But I get the financial gain and polygamy. Like, I understand.
Yeah. And also, if he's cheating, I mean, I guess he's not really cheating.
Right.
I mean, at least, like, you know, he's with that one girlfriend instead of him being, like, in the streets. Yeah, I mean, so I get it, but,
So let me ask y'all this question, because I heard two of y'all say that y'all took a man back for cheating. So besides the obvious,
I didn't say that.
Oh, you didn't say that.
I said that. I
would. Oh, okay. Okay.
I have it present day, but it
never happened to me in my life. But
so besides the obvious,
I was too immature then.
So besides the obvious, what do y'all deem as cheating? Besides the obvious,
that's the only thing I feel is. Nothing else is.
Like, anything that your significant other does, like, anything you would keep hidden from them would be considered, like, cheating. Anything that they can't know about is cheating.
Yeah, it's like, it's pretty broad, though, because it can go from you texting,
it can be anything.
Or you fucking, so which one are you doing?
Sex, lunch dates can be cheating. Like, anything that you're gonna not tell me about.
So you would see a lunch date as cheating?
If I didn't know about it, then yes, you're cheating. Why are you keeping that from me? Why is that a secret?
What if you were just super, super jealous over the smallest things? I could have went out to lunch with a coworker from work who bought me lunch.
No, because coworkers, for one, that's
coworkers don't do that.
Yeah. At work. Like, most people cheat at work. You're at work more than you're at home. You cheat.
You know what that sounds like? A woman creating scenarios.
No, it does not.
Yes.
Like, come on, work husbands and work wives, like, that is a real thing.
Yeah.
She baking you cookies and all this kind of stuff.
Cooking you egg sandwiches.
What if Miss Ann is a hell of a baker, though?
I don't care. I can bake, too. So you better bring some of those cookies home to me, too. You better be like, oh, Miss Ann baked some bomb-ass cookies.
And then I bring you cookies home that Miss Ann baked me. And you like, why this bitch baking you cookies? Now we argue.
I'm not going to say that. No, the only time I'm going to say that is if I didn't know. And I'm just like, if I don't know, then
you know what?
Anything I don't know about
shit. I ain't trying shit.
But if you tell me about it, then it's not
you know what?
Because you're not hiding anything.
See, the first time, you not going to be like that. Probably the fourth time Miss Ann brought me cookies, why does bitch keep bringing you cookies to work?
Exactly.
Ann,
come on now.
No,
I'm a hard worker.
Women.
Women.
She going to
be the
Ms.
one.
Ann.
Nah.
Yeah,
Miss Ann.
Oh,
yeah.
Watch out for her.
You didn't want to IHOP. How many?
She making calculated moves.
Nah.
Ann,
want to
pay your
business. I may still be like, why is she making you cookies? Like, she wants something, but I'm still not going. That has nothing to do with you. Like, that's Miss Hanfrey's tale. Like, that's not
right.
your intention, because you are like, baby, look, Miss Ann makes some cookies. They respond.
And we eating them.
You want to get the recipe so you can try them at home. Like, that is exactly how we do that.
I touch Miss Ann recipe now.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't want you fucking Miss Ann recipe.
Yeah, I ain't touching Miss Ann recipe. That shit for her.
I'm gonna keep it a stack. I don't want you fucking Miss Ann recipe.
She
so
keeping that.
No, I'm gonna keep it a stack. Miss Ann got a bomb ass recipe, so I'm gonna keep it a stack.
She keeping that.
Well, I'm gonna reach out to Miss Ann. Be like, Miss Ann, I need those cookies on the regular.
Controversy for no Tuesday. Reason. Controversy. Star shit. Women, bro, just something star shit. Fucking up my cookie plug.
Nah.
Ooh, yeah.
But anything can be cheating, though. Texting in the mornings. Oh, good mornings. You know how many in the morning to all these different beautiful.
Okay, people. I mean, I'm not gonna disagree with that. I'm not. I mean, if you got a man, he wake up texting bitches good morning, beautiful. I'm like, I mean, I'm not gonna disagree with that.
Yeah.
Grabbing lunch is not the same as a lunch date. Also, like, you've been like hungry. And you'd be like, oh, you went to lunch already? No, all right, let's go grab some. Versus orchestrated plan to grab lunch.
If one of my coworkers want to take me to Hibachi on lunch.
Take lunch today? Oh, let's go get some. That's different from, man, I'm hungry.
So if your man was like that, one of his coworkers paid for Hibachi, he was like, he wasn't finna pay for that shit. You still gonna be mad at him?
If I go with Chris,
wait. Rewind it back. He paid for
lunch. No, one of his coworkers paid for Hibachi because he said he wasn't paying for that shit. You still gonna be mad at him? Hibachi ain't cheap.
No, but I would be mad if he paid for her lunch.
No, he said she paid for him because he wasn't paying for that. It was a treat.
A treat? Yeah. No, we're not treating. No, we're not treating. Like, why are we treating? Like, that's weird. No.
We can't have shit.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
At some point, you're going to have to, like, repay the... Like, at some point, it's going to be on your end. to a treat, some kind
what?
Of.
What?
No.
McDonald's got a dollar. Hey. Go ahead.
Girls do for McDonald's.
Who says so?
Instagram.
You better eat what's in front of you. But go ahead.
he bought me McDonald's. Like, girls look for any reason to like a guy. Oh, he bought me a McFlurry. They don't care. They just crush.
Maybe they can't afford it.
Or they can't afford it.
Because.
Or unless it's coffee. Because if you bring me some coffee in the morning, I don't care. Like, where it's from. It's just like, oh my gosh, you bought me coffee.
Nah,
thank you.
If a nigga bring you coffee, he like you.
Yeah, he like you, want to get your day started.
Yeah. Yeah. That nigga trying to kick you up in the morning to keep fucking with you. I ain't stupid. It's all game right there.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah.
So, okay then. Y'all get it.
Mm-mm. I don't care if it's Starbucks or 7-Eleven. It ain't happening.
7-Eleven
got the best coffee.
That's why I said it happened.
Okay. Can women tone down?
But wait. Before you ask that though, so can y'all girlfriends like go on lunch dates at work?
Got quiet. Hello.
Because I'm processing. I mean,
hello.
Yeah.
Really?
They just saying that.
No.
Okay. My girl's Miami right now. I'm
honestly because
you
want to
use that
another
man feed your woman.
She ate, didn't she?
She cool.
What?
Wow, they don't be caring.
They just
don't care about stuff that we care about.
Yeah.
Look.
Okay, that's
not
good for myself.
Look.
That's mouth to feed. Shit.
Honestly, I'm not insecure at all. So it's like if I had something to worry about, I would be worried. If she coming home too fucking jittery from a fucking meal that a nigga bought her, then it's a problem.
Right. You want me to do a car with this shit? Oh, look what Anthony bought me. He bought me everything.
Right.
Bitch, what the fuck is all that for?
Like, I'm not going to be super insecure about somebody buying, he bought me a coffee or he bought me some fucking lunch, probably some fucking pizza from around the pizzeria around the corner. Okay, big fucking whoop. You brought me a slice too? Cool, bet. Tell that nigga thanks.
But what if she didn't buy you a slice?
That's
like,
cool.
If you didn't even know about it, it just popped up one time.
That's cool.
Buy you no slice. That was just an extra slice.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I wouldn't trip. I just say, tell a nigga thanks. I'm not gonna trip. A younger me would be insecure as fuck about some shit like that. Me now, whatever.
Yeah, you do mature as time goes by.
Yeah, and now I need to know. You need to be like, hey, I'm about to go to lunch with. Me and whatchamacallit went to lunch earlier today. Like, I need to, like, know that it happened. Or else you're hiding it.
You can even come home from work and tell me, like, later on. That's cool. But if you hide and I found out, like, next week or something, then, like, why are you waiting a whole week to tell us you went on a lunch?
That's weird. You've been weird.
Yeah.
Okay. I get that.
What was the question again?
About toning down.
Can women tone down for being masculine and act feminine anymore?
What's the question?
Can women tone down from being masculine and act feminine? Because you know how everybody's saying women is so masculine.
They should.
I love doing that. I love doing just being just a woman so my man could be a man. I love watching him carry stuff and he carries stuff. I'm like, yes, baby, you are so strong with you carrying stuff.
I appreciate it. Hercules,
so strong. Yes, I do. I love it.
Hey, you said women. Are you talking about us in general, or are you talking about, because you said, do you think women, are you speaking upon
generally
this generation of women?
This generation.
Well, you can speak by, upon yourself and generally as well.
You can speak for yourself and...
as a whole, if you want to, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. I feel like women have a really hard time making themselves feminine for men. I think women are so masculine and feminine that it's rough for them. Only because of how they were raised. Like Rashida was saying, how she was raised with her mom... She's seen her mom, you know, have to do everything. So, innately, she's taking on that same energy. So, it may be hard for her to let a man do certain things for her just because she's just maybe just so used to seeing her mom, you know. Like, for me, I'm used to just seeing my mom do, you know, X, Y, Z. So, that's how I am. That's just it.
Yeah,
like I know Tyler is going to be the same way. Like, there are certain things that she sees a guy do, there are certain things she sees a girl or a woman do. She knows exactly, you know, who does what. She knows gender roles very early. It's very simple.
Yeah, we actually had this conversation earlier with my sister where we were speaking upon women's independency, this is just speaking in general for all women, is it's become, even just speaking upon ourselves, because we're very independent. And not so much masculine, but I feel like masculine and independency go hand in hand because it's as though you had to take on upon being independent, it becomes so much masculine. Men look at you as though, oh, you don't need me for anything. You can do everything on your own, so why am I here? Or why do I need to be here? You feel as though you got this, you have this under control, and the men be like, I can't even be a man. Mm-hmm. So they'll go elsewhere. They'll go to a feminine woman who is more, you know, okay, so dependent. Because he's like, well, damn, I can at least do this for her, and she's appreciated, versus all shorty down the street, she's so independent. I can't really do nothing with her.
Now, you know, so there is a difference between women who are just not, you can still be independent and be submissive. Not all women are dependent on the men. Exactly. We're dependent on the men for different reasons, like emotionally, physically, whatever. Not like maybe financially. You know what I mean? Because of course, we always want their money. I want every single dollar. Oh, like, all of it. Your toes, anything you got to make money, I want it.
Right. Yeah, but you have to be very careful because that's with us. Like, we're our feminine women, but at the end of the day, you can, like, to a man, you can seem like you're being masculine when you're like, oh, I got it. You know, they're like, oh, you got
no,
it.
I don't got it.
You know, so it's important.
Because what Tamika just said, that whole, oh, you got it. Like, didn't you fucking hear me? Sit your ass down. Sit the fuck down. I said I got it.
I think it's I don't think it's something that all women have, like you said, Summer, because, or I don't know if it was Tamika. No, it was Tamika, because you said we're taught to be independent. Like, you know, you have, like, Destiny Child, independent women, right. And you have, like, the feminist movement, like, oh, women want to go out here and work, and especially in the Black community, like, Black women are taught to be independent versus in other cultures, you're kind of, like, coaxed and taught to be a wife, right? Like, you're taught to have, it was, like, this news article I was reading, and it was, like, how to be a wife, and it was, like, oh, you need to have the remote on the chair arm, and when your husband comes in, take off his coat. And so I think, like, there's a level of intelligence that it takes to have that. But I think that that's just not how a lot of women are raised. But I think that it's beneficial. Because, again, it goes back to letting a man lead. Like, just because I let my man lead doesn't mean I'm not a leader. Like, I'm just letting him do his thing because I know that he needs to do that.
So yeah, I wasn't raised like that. My mom never just did that. But I seen that that was a problem that my mom did. Yeah. Didn't do that. So I need to do that for my man. So I feel like, for instance, when I had my daughter, because I didn't work, her father worked. He would come home from work, and I would just, you know, I would just do everything. Food, everything, not to do nothing. Because, you know, I'm the girl, so the woman. So I just, you know, do all that. Head of the baby.
Maybe about me her DM.
Take care of the house, cook, clean, whatever. All the guys that make the money.
Have the kids already settled before me? Yeah, rah 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 around the house.
Exactly. I tried to do that, and it's difficult. That's why we're
so freaking awesome. We are, and I don't feel like it's how you're raised. I feel like women need to be actually educated. Maybe if even there was some classes, you got all these classes to teach people everything. Women, African American women need to be taught, hey, when your husband does come home, take off his shoes. You've been working all day.
You have to show appreciation.
This is the whole world. Was that a Jew that hit the floor?
So you have to, when they come home, you have to say, like, validate them and just say, we need you here. You know, give them a reason.
But what if you were the one working late and he was at home?
He needs to do the same thing for you.
Yes.
But he,
I'm not going to disagree.
He would bring flowers. He would pack my lunch. He would put, like, little notes in my lunch, like motivational notes. So, yeah, he did do encouraging things when it was reversed. So, it was reciprocated.
Exactly. And that's important.
It just depends on the partner that you're with.
Yeah.
I mean, not everybody has that type of knowledge or willpower.
Look at y'all.
Do something like that.
Over here, educated. We ain't had to say shit that whole, man. I'm proud of y'all, man. Touch me all right here. Y'all was educated like shit. I can tear up.
You done tied up your hoodie and
never. Right, man. Y'all did that right there on that question, man. That was tight.
Yeah. Y'all came together in unison.
Right, man. You know what I'm saying? Dropping gems left and right for that one, man. Proud of y'all. Go ahead, man.
It's still challenging, though. Because you have to find like the right person to be able to do that. It said if you find the right man, it will make any woman become feminine. That is real.
Yeah, that's the right man.
Like,
that's for sure.
If the man is to be vulnerable.
Being
feminine is such a vulnerability. Like,
yes, it is.
But the thing is,
we have to be hard. It's very powerful too at the same time, though,
when it's used correctly.
To Tamika's point, I do agree, but women in today's world have y'all guard up all the fucking time and don't allow any man in. Y'all don't.
Especially black women. Yes, they do.
I get it.
Y'all will go and find Instagram light-skinned women. It's hard. How can they compete with, like, Rashida is a real, she's thick. Tamika has curves. How can they, you know what I'm saying? Y'all want them to compete with women who have this fake curves, who have fake lips, all this shit. I mean, I'm on them.
I hear
exactly what you're saying, but just like I told you earlier, it doesn't take anybody more than 5 minutes to an hour to figure out what the fuck is somebody saying and what they're trying to do. It don't.
Yeah, you can see real intentions.
Yeah, but people say that people want something different.
Unless
stick to a script until they get what they want, and then it's like, oh, wow, you're never that exactly. Like, what the fuck? Like, who are you again? It's like, wait, who is this person? Yeah.
I mean, your instincts will let you know, even though, yes, people can be manipulative.
Right.
But at the end of the day, your instincts are way more powerful than men.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. Or so,
are.
And I hate to say it.
Yeah, true.
This is true. The dick.
It's like. It gives you rose-colored glasses. It's like you don't see any red flags. This is all red. Like, you don't even
see
it.
This right here is my thing. See y'all talking about the dick put blockers on for y'all, but this is my thing. And I'ma always say this to every goddamn body when y'all talk about y'all don't see shit when it comes to sex. Because there's protection sex and unprotected sex. Because ain't no fucking way no protection sex gonna have me with blinders on. It's not. Unprotected sex gonna have me blinded. I'm not gonna see shit if I'm having unprotected sex. So if y'all out here having unprotected sex,
why you up here telling people?
Because
y'all
out here bullshitting and out here catching feelings because y'all out here trying to get sticky, unprotected.
Getting that roller dick.
Exactly. So if y'all out here getting protected, y'all will see clear.
That's so true.
Dang.
I be seeing clear as day, y'all. Listen, I don't want to see clear.
Well, So I'm gonna just ask y'all. So women don't prefer condoms, right? But they, of course, they're not gonna admit it, right? No,
I don't know.
No, we don't.
Okay.
It's
like the first time.
I told you. Came from the 55th Street.
Wow, this is natural. It's just unnatural. I feel like it's very unnatural.
Okay.
Yeah, God didn't make all
notes. Go to the next question, bro. Go ahead.
That's why I'm not actively dating right there.
No, I understand. You already said you know you can't see shit, so I got you.
Alright, this next question is just if you're in the talking stage, how do you feel about talking to multiple people at once? When you just
talking, so yeah, whatever. You just talking, that's cool.
You keep dating until you're married. Period. Yeah, talk to as many people as you can. Everybody, and then find as many people as you can. Everybody, you should definitely keep your options open. You know what, see, I'm so proud of y'all because I try to encourage this to a lot of people, bro. Like, talk to as many people as you want until somebody actually dings on your ass, until somebody
makes the cut.
Cause so like a lot of
people want to have sex too soon. So it's like your feelings are involved. But you're just talking though. So you're either gonna be more than that, or you're just not gonna be having sex with everybody you meet.
And that's true.
Just keep, put a condom on.
To exceed facts.
Until they worth it, take it off.
And it's like
until they make the cut.
I feel like people run to have sex with the person they're most physically attracted to, which doesn't always work.
Yeah.
Instead of getting to know them a little bit more, like,
yeah.
I would have a whole roster, probably like 5 or 6. I'm not gonna hold you. I would have like a 5 or 6 roster and see who's gonna keep the cut.
Well, so females be having rosters, but they'll be having sex with their whole team. That's right.
They shouldn't.
Yeah, they shouldn't.
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't even care.
Have a team. Who's gonna have sex with your LeBron James?
That's smart. I encourage my female friends too to have a roster. Now, if she got a LeBron James and possibly a Steph Curry on her roster, fuck them both. One of them gonna be better than the other one at some point in time.
Right, somebody, you gonna love one? That's one of them niggas.
Yeah, one of them gonna be better than the other.
You gonna get more rings than one of the niggas.
So I mean, you never know. But
I mean, I'm gonna say I have done both. I've talked to multiple people at once, which I'm doing now, and I have talked to only one person at one time. The only advantages of talking to one person, I feel, is because you can get to know that person, and only that person, only so you don't get your feelings misconstrued with both of them. Because say if you're really feeling like, I've been caught up in the situation where you're really feeling one guy and you're really feeling another. Now,
when one pisses you off, you're taking it out on the other, maybe. He didn't even got nothing to do with it.
See, so now, see, right there, that, right there, no, no.
You didn't
no.
give the other nigga more easy access because the last nigga pissed you off.
You fucking up your whole roster right there.
You see?
You
so
fucking.
I'm just saying, you
right there fucking the whole roster.
You gotta be able to keep up with everybody's birthdays. You gotta be able to keep up with everybody's likes. Or just don't keep up with their birthdays.
Exactly.
You can see the whole point of a roster,
you only keep up with what's important.
Right.
If you're not that important, it's priority. So you can be here or you can be here.
Right. Especially if you have kids, if that nigga ain't accepting you and your kids, then you're gonna take them off the list.
You ain't scoring all the points, or I know you gonna come through in the clutch when you're right.
So
yeah,
you gotta make choices.
All right, either gonna take the whole team or he goes just trying to take you.
But that is exhausting though. So
it is exhausting though. Come on,
like being the coach,
you got 500 people you randomly texting, keeping up with, like.
That's wild.
In all reality, that's, you gotta think about it. After a week, all six people not gonna stay in rotation.
Yeah,
I say after a week, it'll probably cut down.
People
to four.
Cut themselves out real quick.
Yeah, definitely.
Easy. That should be funny to me. I don't even gotta say nothing to you. You out of there.
I mean, like
Gemini energy.
So y'all want to know how I have like this little thing that I do with guys to like cut them out, and I'm sorry, but it just like eliminates men. So I tell them like, when you know how men say, "What are you looking for?" or like, "What are you looking for?" Like I say that I'm looking for a marriage. I say that, and when I say I'm looking for marriage, it's either going. They're either in or they're out. So that, like, that's my cheat code. Like, that's what I do. I let them know. Like, oh, I'm looking to be married. Like, I don't want to be boyfriend and girlfriend. Like, I want us to, like, really skip all of this and work towards being of marriage. And some men, yeah, that's what I do.
Okay.
Some men are with it.
I see you got your get out of jail free card.
So, like, we'll, like, date until you're, like, okay, now let's, like, I don't want to just date you anymore. Like, I want to be more than that. But, like, for me, boyfriend and girlfriend isn't a real thing.
We're
that's just the same as dating. Like,
it is.
It's not, like, a real commitment. So, it's like, okay, we can just date. And when you say, look, I don't want you to date these men anymore. Like, I want you to myself. Then what's after that? That,
you know, I find it amazing when the shit I come up with in my own head and say out loud, I hear other people say it
from other people.
Yeah. No, you're laughing, but I'm serious because, like, a lot of relationships stuff that I be saying, it's just weird when I hear random. Like, I don't even know you, and to hear you say that is, like, amazing because I always say until you're married, nobody belongs to you.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay. Exactly, and that's why you say by law, what are we single until you're
right?
Yeah, so if you're single to
marriage for 10 years, you're still not married.
Yeah,
do you feel like they're up against? Do you feel like a person is up for grabs even if they're in a relationship or engaged?
Ha.
Yes,
engaged.
Okay,
in a relationship, you're definitely in for grabs, but engagement is a little tricky because.
Engagements are tricky.
Because you definitely can call an engagement off. So unless a man comes by and sweep her off her feet, she ain't going nowhere. But even though you can be engaged for years, and unless that man definitely not going to marry her, then she ain't going nowhere. Like, he has to...
Why would you be engaged for years?
Some men be bullshitting just to hold on to her.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you're bullshitting.
Her
along. So where's the groom?
Exactly. So that's what I say, it can be tricky. Like... Some men will propose, you know, and they'll be engaged for 6 months to a year. And she's like, nigga, what's up?
Where's the ceremony?
And then she may meet a man in a couple months and then she's gone.
Yeah. Like, so I was engaged and it was kind of like that. It was like, all right, we're engaged now. So, like, when does the planning start? Like, it was like, oh, we engaged, and that was just it. We were just engaged. I'm like, bruh, no, like, let's plan this wedding.
So
I feel like some men just get engaged just for the sake of getting engaged.
Let me ask you this question. Now, with your whole engagement, were you pressuring him to get married? He did it to shut you up.
Definitely I was pressuring him. But this
he
was
did it to shut you up.
We have been in a relationship for so long before. So we were in a relationship for a long time. And then I had a child, and I was like, bruh, like, no. Like, what are we doing? Like, there's a type of way that things should go. And so it wasn't like, when are you going to marry me? When are you going to marry me? But it was like, all right, this, we're going to get shit together. Like, we're not going to just keep on just, just being young and dumb. Like, well, why are we here? But also, I feel like I shouldn't pressure you into marriage. Like, if you don't want to marry me, nigga, don't. Like, say, no, I don't want to do this. Like, you can just say no. There's no reason why somebody is pressuring you to do anything unless they have a gun up to your head. Like, if I would have had a gun, then yeah, I pressured you. But no, you went and bought a ring and asked the question that you didn't have to ask.
Yeah, because just like you said, you were asking him, so what are we going to do, blah, blah, blah. He probably was like, damn, if I don't, you know, at least attempt to make a move, I'm probably lose my family. So next big thing was, at least let me propose. String it along, and then you finally caught on, this ain't going nowhere, let me get the fuck out of here. That's what it was.
That's so stupid. I mean,
men will do that.
I don't know
if
white guys do that.
Men do that shit. Niggas are dumb, right? Because it's... I hate to say it, it's to satisfy women at the end of the day. Even though in the back of the man's head, he's like, I'm not going to marry her. But if I at least propose and we get engaged, maybe she'll be satisfied long enough. For how long? Who knows? Let me guess.
And then what?
Were you at least satisfied with the proposal and being engaged for some time?
No. Because, like I said, once we were engaged, I was ready to plan the wedding. How long? Any planning. Immediately. When you get engaged, you're like, okay, when's the date?
Well, I'm surprised because some people at least be engaged for like, you know, 6 months. And they be like, okay, so when are we going to, you know, get our finances together and do this, that, and the third?
But see, that's something that you need to, that's a discussion that you have. Like, you can say, okay, let's do this. In 6 months, then we'll blah, blah, blah. But, like, a discussion had. There should be a discussion had after you get married. After you propose. Like, there should be a plan. Like, okay, I don't know. Where are we going to get married at? Anything. Like, I don't know. I'm just not with doing shit just to be doing it.
Well.
Yeah. Like, this just doesn't make sense to me.
It looked like that shit backfired. Sucks, my boy.
I mean, we're great friends though. So
well, that's good, man. You know, y'all got kids together. So
I don't see how that shit works either.
Next question.
I'm back. So
see, what you mean you don't see how it works? What don't you see how it works?
No, I don't see why he proposed and then move forward. Losing family, I just don't.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't get it. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Okay, what's one thing y'all wish men understood about women?
How sensitive, how little things matter the most.
Good answer.
Yeah, attention to detail.
You know what? She speaking facts though, because I'll be like,
expound on that. Give us some details. What you mean? for the audience. You know?
Yeah. Y'all, what's details like? Anything like
remembering our favorite color, our favorite food,
our birthday. Noticing if we got our eyebrows arched.
Yeah, our nails.
Your nails done. We losing weight. We tightening up.
You want to get some tacos today? I know. Let's go to your tacos, favorite spot.
Man. That's why I love tacos. Yeah.
Damn,
randomly.
And just very little things.
Flowers, cards.
Flowers.
First of all, y'all don't take care of flowers. That's
so what?
What do you mean? I have flowers
all around this. That shit was sitting in a vase and not get fed.
Did you hear the so what?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
You heard it. So
they might die doing this.
Just bring us the flowers.
It's
going to
die.
Bring us the flowers.
That should be making me mad too, man.
They're beautiful, so bring them.
It come with the flower food and all that. That shit just dissolve in the bag.
Be dead in 3 days.
But as long as we took, it's just about us taking care of it until they die. Like, they're going to die.
3 days? They're supposed to last at least a week.
They should last more than 3 days.
Those be like, flowers are getting expensive too, like $17 and all.
Right.
You can go to Safeway. You can go to Safeway. Stop playing. You can go to the grocery store.
Buy one rose.
Stop on the
side. Stop playing.
Come on.
So, okay. So what? So what about y'all, Tamika, Rashida, what do y'all wish men...
One thing men understood about women.
I just wish that men understood that we're different. Like, we're not wired the same. Like, we may have similarities. We may, like, laugh at the same things, but, like, I'm not your homeboy. Like, I'm not gonna... Like, I feel like men... Like, they really, really love their friends in a different way than they love their girl. And that's fine to me because we're not the same. I'm not supposed to give you that your friends give you. Yeah, so, but just, like, appreciate that I'm a woman. Like, men, I feel like men don't understand that. I feel like women do. Like, we know niggas just... I'll just be dumb sometimes. Just how y'all are. Like, we understand men will be men. But men don't understand that. Your men will be like, oh, you're too sensitive, or oh, you're being a crybaby, or oh, you're I'm a female. Like, that's just how I'm wired. Like, just get it. Like, I'm having cramps right now. My stomach's hurting. Like, I don't want to be bothered. Like, just understand that. So I just wish that men would just be more understanding to with the feminine nature of a female.
Just so y'all know this.
Just
so y'all know this is a no rebuttal question. We need to let y'all get this out.
Yeah,
so
go ahead.
Tamika.
Let us.
That's how y'all feel. But I'm gonna piggyback off of what Rashida said. I agree. I just said the menstrual, the whole menstrual, even if it's down to, you know, giving birth and us, you know, being pregnant for as long as we are, men really need to get to, you know, the women anatomy or whatever. I know y'all took sex education, but y'all need to look into it a little deeper, because honestly, when we're on our menstrual, there's certain things that you guys can do to relax us. And if you guys take pride in just bringing us a heating pad or some chocolate, we will love you for the rest of your life, okay? Even if we break up with us. Like, those are the small things you really look. And our emotions, we're very emotional. I agree with both of what the ladies had already said.
Okay.
So y'all ready for the next question? Y'all feel
yeah.
Ready
yeah, we're ready.
Okay. What do men do that is an instant turn off and an instant turn on?
It depends on the man. Sometimes everything, sometimes nothing. Depends on time, depends on my mood.
That's such a fact.
Depends on what's going on, where we are, if I'm drunk, if I'm not.
I'm done, I'm drunk.
Everything depends. It's just a lot of circumstances.
This is why I'd be like, women just need to come just touch on me and let me know you want some dick. I ain't got time for all that extra shit.
I'm a physical person. So honestly, like, for me, a turn off, if you have bad breath, if your grill is not together, don't come to me.
with your mouth not being together, because I am going to have a huge issue. Okay. So ever, that's what I think I'm gonna ask. I think I'm okay, but you know, yeah. I'll be bad for 2 days. Listen, if your breath is like, if you approach me like that, or depends on like how your dress attire is. Just because, like I said, I'm a physical person, so if you don't look good to me, I may give you like a dirty look. A turn on is a well-dressed man, a man that smells good. I'm talking about on the physical. Y'all might be talking about in the emotions. I'm talking about in the physical, y'all. He has to be well-dressed, clean-cut type man, or if he, you know, has hair, I would prefer for him to have like some type of brush cut or whatever, like a shape up or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's just me. I'm physical. I'm a physical person. I'm a physical being.
So for me, the instant turn off would be like ignorance. Just like complete ignorance. Like saying something at the wrong time. Ignorance and mixed with like disrespect. Those are total turn offs. Like I'm just, yeah. A turn on.
Smelling good is a turn on.
It's a lot of turn ons. Like, yeah, definitely smelling good. Nice hugs, like really big man hugs. Uh-oh. Like, bro, you just hugged me like that.
Right.
Yes.
She wants the bear hug.
First impression.
Yeah. First impressions are everything, I feel like. Smelling good, definitely. Or just being like very, or being like confident. Not cocky, but like confident. Yeah.
Ooh,
like,
you know what?
Like, call me Miss Jamal. Like, call me by my last name. I'm like, oh, who's this guy? Type of thing. So, yeah.
Like, what like a big turn off for me is people that are not confident.
I know.
That is a huge turn off. I hate that.
Yeah, it's a question again. Good enough for you?
Takes me. Yes, like, ew, why are you being so like not confident?
So
yeah, why are you like that?
Wait a minute.
Your real confidence will bring it back.
So let me ask you a question. So what if he knew it was bad, but he was confident about it, got up and didn't care to ask?
But see, no, that's overly confident. That's not the same thing. That's like, where is this false confidence coming from? Like, no, that's different.
Because he was like, yeah, you know, whatever.
Came to senses.
Right, he was like, you know what, shit happens. Eh, whatever, what are you going to do about it? You know, it happens sometimes.
No, it's not fair. Like, what?
About it.
Some days in life you take L's, you walk it off, shrug it off.
Well, you gonna take this L.
All right, next question. Why do y'all cheat in relationships?
Oh, I'll keep it real.
Oh,
that's right. You
gotta
tell it, ladies.
We don't wanna tell it.
You better tell it. I will tell it tonight. My sister and I were just talking about this earlier. I will tell it.
Go ahead, tell it.
You want me to tell it?
Tell it.
They have small penises.
Oh, shit.
The small dick niggas get cheated on.
Yeah.
What do you consider small?
That's not the only reason why women cheat, y'all. They cheat for emotional reasons.
That's a good question.
But physically, that's the main reason.
That's so sad.
I don't think she heard you.
But they
got—I
mean—they have a disability.
No,
it's not their
fault. Dang! I think that's pretty fucking small.
She has
a disability.
I feel like Mitch should know how to do something. Like, I'm not going to say size doesn't matter, but bruh, like you need to figure out how to make your size matter.
So what do y'all consider small then?
That make you cheat? That would make you leave a man. That would make you not be with a man. Like, I feel like when a woman actually cheats on him, it's either she's lacking something physically, which is dick is maybe small, he don't know how to have sex, or he may not be able to get it up. He might be old, or he could be not support her emotionally. Like, she, he's
yeah,
not showing her.
I think it's, yeah. I think yeah. it's various reasons. Because I've had some, like, friends who you would think, I mean, like, their husband does everything that they want them to, and they still cheat. Like, I feel like some women are just hoes.
Cheaters?
Hoes.
Mm-hmm. Preach.
It's like some men. Some men are just hoes. No Why matter what you them? Do, because that's, like, in the society that we live in teaches us that that's what we're supposed to do.
You need boundaries.
But more so, like, from my own standpoint, I would cheat. I don't like to cheat. I'm going to just leave you. Like, I don't want to cheat on you. I'm going to tell you, no, that's not working. And before I cheat, bruh, I'm going to go. But it would be because you're not, like, giving me the attention that I need. Like, I need attention. Like, special attention.
So if he had a dick, you wouldn't cheat on it.
I mean, I never experienced that. Maybe somebody with a 2-inch can, like, do some things I never knew he was capable of doing. You but, know, I don't know. 2-inch
dick,
I don't know. Bro. Like, I can pleasure... damn. Ooh. How far do we get into this conversation? Because I can pleasure myself without a toy. So it's like... I don't really know if size matters to me. Like, I really don't know that. I've never experienced a small penis. Thank God. Like, thankfully. So I don't know.
Make sure I was seeing it through my lenses.
You never experienced it, girl. You don't want
never.
God loves you.
Thank you, God. He does.
She said you don't want to experience
Tamika
it.
Tamika says, well, she had that shit a couple times, bro. Hey, Tamika,
yeah, I would be mad.
Tamika, you getting shrimp over here?
All
right. What's the... What? So, hold on. So, are both of y'all...
Either had the shrimp slider before?
Satisfied with Tamika's answer?
Yeah,
she ran all the answers out. She gave out all the reasons. All right.
Oh,
are
there any more? There might be some more. Summer, what do you think?
Gosh.
She gave
everything.
So basically, tiny dick is the number one
reason. It's not. She said everything.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. You're right. But no. But basically, tiny dick is the number one reason.
I feel. I'm the same.
If you're not sexually pleasing somebody, then I feel like that's grounds for cheating. Yeah, I don't see how you can be in a relationship with somebody and they're not satisfying you sexually. Because there are people who have relationships just for sex. So it's like, yeah.
I've been there. I mean,
sorry,
you
tiny men.
Sorry, guys.
That kind of goes in hand with my next question.
What's the next one?
Does sex drive have to match?
Damn.
Definitely. Yes.
Damn.
Yes. Yes.
She spoke that from the chest.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
She said that loud.
Yes.
A hangover sexualized.
Rashida. If you're a nympho, you need to say that louder.
I mean, how often do you think a person in a relationship should have sex? Let's I'll be honest here.
Okay, in the beginning, I
don't
like having sex like that.
So once a week,
once a week.
If we're not living together, then one day out of the week. But once, I want to have sex all the time.
Yeah, that's
every day.
If I'm not living together,
if I could have sex every day, then
I would have sex every day. But like, I'm okay with not having sex every day. But I would want to. Like, I want to have every, like early in the morning before we go to work,
You were crazy, but that's so true.
I mean, look.
That breakfast in the bed.
Okay.
That
breakfast in bed, y'all better get with it.
Okay.
I love sex. I love it.
But it has to match though, because so like let's say somebody doesn't have a high sex drive. Now I'm questioning like, well, why don't you want to have sex with me? Like, oh, is there something wrong with me? Like, you know, it's just and I wouldn't want to feel like I'm forcing you to have sex with me. Like, I don't want to do that either. So,
and I'm so lame. I would definitely, it would seem like you're forcing me because I'm so dry. I'm not even gonna act. It's gonna seem like rape because I'm not even crying.
Wow.
You can go ahead and go take a nap.
Right, bro. Wow.
That was dramatic, but like, for real. I'm not even
joking. It's gonna be unenthusiastic about it.
Niggas don't love
So, hold on. So, are you just one of those, you know, I'm just going to lay on my back and you go ahead and participate type of people?
If I don't want to do it, I want to do it. But if you're a person in a situation and you really want to do it, I'm going to be a bitch about it. Sure, you can do it.
I'll stuff her ass in the closet, bro.
Right.
Bro, her ass will be in the fucking closet. But go ahead, ask your questions.
Do you have to come more than once during sex? Or y'all fine with just busting one nut?
What? Yes.
Oh,
I love to come like 3 or 4 times.
You don't even like
really?
I love head, so let's see, probably come like twice and then start, so it's like, yeah, I like to come a lot. When I do have sex, I like to have actual sex.
That's what I said, that's probably why you're not explode as much. So when you do get lost, it's less.
Yeah, it's like, I'm having sex for like ever, for like, probably an hour.
It's fun.
It's not going to be like, oh yeah. And the quickies are cool too, but like, you really want to have sex too much for me. And I don't like having sex too much. Like, that's too much. Like, my vagina, I appreciate it being really nice and a nice size. Like, it works really well. I don't ever want to ruin it. So, I want to keep it.
Like, nice size.
Because I had a guy tell me, he was like, yeah, I don't want to ruin you. I just want to, you know, you can't ruin something like that. And I was like, really? Yeah, okay. I would never ruin something like this. Yes. He was like, yeah. Yeah, he's like, you can't eat it up like that.
Because
my
Oh, no.
Up.
Oh, the baby girl.
I used to hate that right there.
No, don't beat me.
I used to hate that right there, man.
Oh, my God.
What?
Don't beat me.
You
may
beat it up, it just fills up easy.
Okay. Put some ice on it. Call it a day.
I had to deal with that shit. I ain't gonna push the next two days.
Man, put some ice on that shit and get ready for the next one.
Somebody has a day, then you know it's nothing.
You better eat some beef and get some protein on your bones, girl.
Yeah, I would say it has to be more than one time for sure. And I don't understand. I feel like the older men get, the more they cannot perform. Let's go. Y'all be like 35 and up.
Child, I need to refill my drink.
Girl, 35 and up is over for me.
I don't want to have quality time with you. That's what I'm talking about. I can do that with somebody I don't really like like that. I can just have quality time.
But if I really like you, like I want to have sex. But I don't have to. I just can't resist it. No, you can tell me no, and I'll be like, okay. But as soon as you're ready, like I'm ready to. But I don't, so for me, when I, so orgasming takes a lot of energy out of me. Like, so I just need to just come one time. But coming more than once is awesome. Like, that's great. Like, I appreciate that too. But you don't have to be an overachiever. Like, I'm, as long as so I come, like, overachiever. I love you.
It's kind of like a bonus for you then.
No, so I need to come once.
I'm saying anything more than once is a bonus.
Yeah, anything too, or might just even be too much. Like, I'm probably not going to want to do it for that much longer because, like, I might need a moment or, like, ugh.